to get to that, I want to ask you too. There's what a theater there as well. You see this in a lot of different museums, if you will, where you have the opportunity to go and sit in a theater and watch something, some sort of film. And obviously, they're going to have something like that at the College Football Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, this is on the second floor. This is kind of one of those screens that's bent, a big screen, a 150-seat theater. And this is we took a 10-minute video on actual games that they filmed at last year. I think they filmed it about 15 or 20 actually actual college games. And it was shot in 4K, so tech people know that's ultra HD, and that's better quality than you get on your television. And it's not a huge screen, and it's just fantastic. I'll tell people what to look for. They had a tape of the Army-Navy game playing in the 4K with the snowflakes flying last year up in Philadelphia. In the 4K, you can actually see the ridges and the shape of the snowflakes that are flying by on the screen. It's very cool.
Sounds it. Man, unbelievable. We're talking with Rick Limpert here on Wireless Wednesday. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick with us via the waitfor.com hotline as he gives us all sorts of insight into the new College Football Hall of Fame in downtown Atlanta. Rick was there earlier today for Media Day. A lot of things certainly that sound exciting. And what about the exhibit itself as far as players that are in the College Football Hall of Fame? For example, like our own Randy Cross here on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, all the players are honored, of course, but then again, the technology rears its ugly head, or people seem to love this. Three different screens where you can touch the screen, and the actual player will be talking to you on the screen, or there'll be information about them. So, depending on what team or what player you want to see information about, a lot of it's digital, a lot of it's video, but they do have regular exhibits there as well with the history of uniforms and spikes, and tailgating, and cheerleaders, and then to get your face painted. I mean, they have something really for everyone. I mean, a whole family spends a day in this place.
And when you talk about it, this is what makes it most interesting, and certainly in this day and age, we're talking interactive, and we're talking where it is a matter of fun, where you can do some things that are fun as opposed to just looking at the exhibits or looking at someone's bust or whatever it is that they might have there for the College Football Hall of Fame. Look, that's something I'm looking forward to, Rick. I've been to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Mass. I've been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Shame on me. Grew up in New York. I've never been to Cooperstown and seen the Baseball Hall of Fame, but I feel so good about this, moving from South Bend, Indiana, to really the heartland for college football is right here in the Southeast, and it's going to be right here in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, this is another centerpiece for downtown Atlanta. And also in there, I'll tell people, go visit the ESPN set that's in there. They have a complete game day set, and with a green screen in the background, so you can sit at the set, and then on the video screen, you'll actually be superimposed on the screen with Fowler and Desmond Howard, and you can make your picks for the games, and then, like, of course, will pick your headgear for your mascot. The mascot headgear will be superimposed on your head, depending on what team you pick. So it's ultra interactive.
And also interactive in that you talked about as far as being able to go there to the ESPN set, but interesting little piece with John Heisman, of course, who the Heisman Trophy is named after, but plays that were drawn out by John Heisman that, are going to be available. How exactly is it interactive?
Well, you can see on a kiosk, you can actually see what it would be like for him drawing out the play. There is an actual Heisman Trophy in the hall, but, the playbook that Heisman used is on a kiosk that you can look and see how he drew out the plays, maybe what his thought behind it was. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's numerous other exhibits like that, things from the old days of college football that I've never seen before.
And also, you could sit there and hang out and learn plays from some great coaches as well, right?
Yep. They have a lot of great coaching greats, giving advice, talking football. And it's all done interactive screens, so it feels like you're standing right in front of you. was another one with Doug Flutie on an interactive screen talking about the same play, the Hail Mary play. And, you know, this stuff is priceless. I'm glad that this stuff really kept for history because it's just mind-blowing.
And tell me, is it true you also will be quizzed after you see some of these videos?
I didn't see that. Maybe they were easy on us media in there. There are some fantasy college football games in there, because each time you go back to the hall, you can check your points, depending on, you know, how your team picked it. So they want to keep coming back that time after time, and they put those little hooks in there like that. I haven't tried it yet, but this is something that may interest a lot of people. Here's an app called Push for Pizza, a free iOS and Android app that just came out. And basically, it ties in. You set up your favorite pizza place, your address, your credit card information, and they say with one press of the button going into the app, it will order your favorite pizza for you, and you don't have to do anything else. It'll show up at your door and deliver. And you can even add in a tip and whatever else you want ahead of time. So with one touch of a button, you can order pizza with the new app.
And where does the pizza come from, though?
Well, you put in what your favorite pizza place is.
Oh, okay.
It will do all the order. It will do all the ordering for you. Just set it up in there with your favorite. Hit that one button. It'll pay it for you, and the pizza shows up at your door when you're hungry.
Wow. Well, listen, since you brought it up, before I let you go, did you eat any food there at the College Football Hall of Fame? Can you give us a little bit of the lowdown on the menu?
Well, as anything else in Atlanta, it's sponsored by Chick-fil-A and Coca-Cola. So there is a Chick-fil-A attached to the College Football Hall of Fame, and they were gracious enough to give the media a chicken biscuit when we got there.
Can't complain about that. Love them chicken biscuits. All right, Rick. Well, listen, it sounds great, and I can't wait to go check out the College Football Hall of Fame, certainly as football season is upon us. And thanks for all the little tidbits, and I'll certainly be looking for them when I get there. And hopefully we'll have some of the fans once we get back after the College Football Hall of Fame opens up. We'll be able to talk to people about it and get their thoughts and comments. And now we've got a little bit of a table of contents, if you will, as far as we know what to check out.
It is high-tech, but not threatening, and it's well worth the $20.
All right, Rick Limpert with us on Wireless Wednesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mitch. Take care.
All right, Rick Limpert and Wireless Wednesday. When we come back here on The Experience, Graham McCauley will come on board with us. We'll talk about the Braves and the